The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Remember, I mentioned a point there that Ali is not on a level of Iman. Rather, Amir al-Mu'mineen is the condition of the Iman. Just to emphasize that point even more, because it is the majalis about him, and since we talked about Salman Farsi. And so when you look at this battle of Khandaq, I would like to use an example there to show the importance of the levels of Iman. When you look at this siege of Ahzab, the allied forces against the Muslims, and in this situation, in one area of that trench or the ditch which was dug, it was kind of narrower. And that's where about 5 to 6 of the warriors of Quraysh, led by Amr ibn Abdawud, they were able to jump over with their horses. Amr ibn Abdawud was known among Arabs to be equal, one man against 100. They were very much afraid of him, you know, his fame and courage. He comes to the campsite of the Muslims at the time, where even his words could reach to Rasulullah, and he says, you know, hal min mubarir, I am challenging. So now let us go back to the story of Khandaq. Amir al-Mu'mineen goes to the battlefield. Amr ibn Abdawud is there, and he says, who are you? And Ali says, I'm Ali bin Abi Talib. He says, oh, your father was a good friend of mine, and he was even generous to me. I don't want to fight you. Send those who are older, you know, of my same age. And Ali said, well, you know, I have come here, responded to your challenge. He says, you know, for the sake of your father, I don't want to fight you. He says, you know, but I don't want to just go like that. I have been told, now Ali says, I have been told about you that in any situation, especially in a battle situation, you give 3 choices to the opponents. And you always say that I will accept one of those 3 wishes that they would have. So now I am talking to you. My first wish is that you become Muslim. You said, no, I'll not become Muslim. Then Ali says, my second, you know, suggestion is you go back. Go back, take your army, go back to Mecca. He says, what? I go back to Mecca just like that, and the women of Quraysh will say I was a coward? I can't go back. Then Ali says, then I don't have a choice but to say I'm going to fight you. And this made him angry. You know, he looked at the young man. He says, look at his audacity from his perspective. You know, he's telling me that he's going to kill me. He got angry, got off his horse, and actually, you know, cut the legs of the horse to say, I'm not going to run away. I'll face you. In the initial, you know, encounter, he actually struck a very heavy blow on Amir al-Mu'mineen, which Ali took on his shield. But it was so severe that actually it went through the shield and hit Amir al-Mu'mineen on the forehead. And blood started coming out. And this is where Amir al-Mu'mineen, of course, you know, in his response, he was able to, there were some, you know, exchanges until Abdullah ibn Abbas says, I went close to see. And all of a sudden, I see they became so active, dust started coming out, we couldn't see anything. But then all of a sudden, in that cloud of dust, we heard the takbir of Ali. And we realized he has killed Amr ibn Abd Wud. And at that time, the important point I think I cannot forget here is that there was a point when Amir al-Mu'mineen sat down on him to finish him off. This great warrior of Quraysh and the Arab world, known to be one against, you know, 100. When Ali sat down, he actually spat on the blessed face of Amir al-Mu'mineen. For a moment, he was a human being. Ali became angry. He stood up, took a few steps back, just to calm himself and his anger for what Amr ibn Wud had done. Then he goes back and finishes his job. Those few seconds that Ali had moved away, our fellows sitting there around Rasulullah, they're saying, what is Ali doing? They're more afraid now. And they were told, well, go and ask him when he comes here. And he says, I did not want to kill Amr ibn Abd Wud because of my anger. I wanted my action to be entirely 100% for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so remember that when you look at that action, which is based on 100% pure intention, fillah walillah, not out of anger, no other motivation was there. That purity of, you know, his niyyat, and the statement that Rasulullah had made, barazal iman kullu. Entire iman is there. Look at the quality of iman. Look at the quality of the niyyat and intention of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And then if you want to evaluate what he did, Rasulullah says, la darbatu aliyin yawm al-khandaq afdalu min ibadati saqalain. That one blow and striking of Amir al-Mu'mineen in Khandaq is more worthier than the worship of all human beings and jinn together. This action of Ali gains value because of the iman. This action of Ali gains value because of the purity of his intention. So when we talk about the levels of iman, you realize that this is something we have to always keep in mind. We should not forget that. And that's why the companions of Ali have been mentioned by the sixth Imam in this list as examples. That on the 10th level is Salman, on the 9th is Abu Zar, on the 8th is Miqdad.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه